Shalom. Today's daf yomi is Baba Basra daf kuf lamed gimel Baba Basra 133. In today's daf yomi, the Mishnah discusses a person, a father, who wants to take away an inheritance from his son. So the Mishnah does not like such a thing because the Torah tells us the order of an inheritance, and so the Mishnah does not want people to be violating the direction that the Torah gives us on this matter. So says our Mishnah on 133b, Akosef es nechasav la'achirim. If somebody writes will that they're going to give their property to others, v'hiniach hasbanav, and he says, my sons, they're not getting anything. Then we say, Masha asa osoi, that it is a valid contract that you have actually given your inheritance to other people. Ela she'ein ruach chachamim nochemenu. But the sages are not pleased with you, because why are the sages not happy? Because you have violated what the Torah says. The Torah says that the sons are supposed to inherit it. And so because he nullifies inheritance, and most Rishonim understand that this is taking place on his deathbed, and he says as he's dying that this person should get it, so it's valid, but this is something that the sages are not pleased with. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, however, in lo ayu banav nohagim kashura zachor latov. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says that you can do this. In fact, you should do this if the children are not acting properly. So the Talmud wants to know, is Rabbi Shimon Gamliel's position that it actually is a good thing to do if the children are not acting properly, or is it a bad thing? So the Gemara raises this question. Is Rabbi Shimon Gamliel actually arguing with the Tanakam of our Mishnah? Mi pligi rabbanon alei de Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. Are the sages actually arguing with Rabbi Shimon Gamliel? So comes along the Gemara and tells us a story. Yosef ben Yoezer hayo ben shelo haya noe kashura. So Yosef ben Yoezer had a son who wasn't acting properly. Havilei ilisa de dinari. So Yosef ben Yoezer had a purse filled with gold coins. Kam ak He got up and he dedicated it to the temple so that his son would not be able to get this purse of gold coins as an inheritance. So what did his son do? Halach nasiv bas gadil kulile diyanai malka. So the son went and married the daughter of the person who was responsible for weaving the crowns of King Yanai, braiding the crowns of King Yanai. Olida de besahu. So when his wife gave birth to a child, zabin la. So this man went out, the son who was disinherited went out and bought a fish for his wife to eat. Kira'ah, he opened up the fish. Ashkachba Margolisa, and he found in this fish a jewel. And so that was a theme that sometimes appears in the Talmud, that in the inside of a fish you sometimes will find these jewels. Amrulay, so his wife said to him, she gave him advice. His wife was a very scholarly woman. She understood exactly the law. She said, Al tamtiego malka, don't bring this to the king, because he's going to take it from you, and he's going to make you an offer you can't refuse. He's going to take it for you for below market value. So what did she say to do? She said, bring it to the temple treasury, but do not evaluate it yourself. Don't say this is worth this amount of money, because the minute you give that price, you might say what you think it's worth without it being evaluated, but once you say that price is fixed, and so you won't be able to get more for it. Rather, what you should do, say, allow the treasurers to evaluate and see if they give you a fair price, because they're experts and they're pious people, says the Rashbam. So the people who work in the temple, they'll give you a fair price. So what happened? They went, and actually this purse that he found, it was worth, this jewel was worth 13 purses, not just one purse, which he had initially been disinherited from, but it was worth 13. So the temple treasury said, actually, we only have 7 coins in our temple. We cannot give you all 13. So he said to them, you know what? Give me these 7, and 6 you take for yourself. So what happened then? Amar lehu, sheva havli, shis harei mukdashos hashamayim. He said, I'll take the 7 gold coins that you have, the 7 purses of gold that you have in the temple, and the other 6 will be dedicated as a donation to the temple. So there was a dispute about what happened. One position was, amdu v'kosvu, Yosef ben Yoezer hechnis achas, ubino hechnis shesh. That one position is that Yosef ben Yoezer, the father of this boy, brought in 1 gold coin, and his son brought in 6 gold coins. coins. And according to this version, then this is saying that Yosef ben Uezer did a good thing, because we see his son followed in his ways, and it's because he disinherited him, his son was able to make a good donation of 6. The alternative approach, however, is that says Yosef ben Uezer hechnes achas ubeno hotzi sheva, that Yosef ben Uezer brought in 1, but his son took out 7, meaning he took out 7 gold coins from the temple, which is a bad thing, because he left the temple with nothing, and he would have taken them all out if he was able to. And so according to this approach, the Yosef ben Uezer did something bad, because he caused his son to basically act in a bad manner, and because he acted in this way, he caused that his son acted inappropriately. So the Gemara says, we can't learn out anything from this story, as interesting as it is. And the Gemara records the position of that Shmuel says to Rav Yehuda, do not transfer an inheritance from a son, even from a bad son to a good son, do not do it. And indeed, this is how the Shulchan Aruch rules. The Shulchan Aruch says that as an ideal manner of acting, a midas chas, a person should not transfer the money from their children, even from a bad son, to somebody else, because this is something that's inappropriate. However, the Rishonim and the Achronim say that this is as an inheritance, but if a person wants to make a gift, then even if the person is even if the person wants to give away all his money, since he is healthy and since it's a gift, he's certainly allowed to do that. That is how the Knesset HaGedolah rules. And he says, V'chei Nogin. He says, Ein Shum Kpeda. There's nothing wrong with giving your money as a gift to somebody. Now, other people disagree with that, but that is certainly the way we rule for Halacha.